Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 23:3. We're continuing to discuss the rabbinic prohibitions that are learned from the Navi's, Yeshaya's, insistence that one has to refrain from mimtzo cheftzecha, doing things for your own financial, commercial use on Shabbos, even if you're not technically breaking a malacha, but to do things that advance or that transact commerce are forbidden. And also v'daber davar, also to speak about things of that nature, to articulate those things with your mouth are also forbidden. So the implications of those rabbinic enactments are here. More, the Mishnah says lo yiskor adam polim b'shabbos. A person may not hire workers on Shabbos. Now, obviously, we're not talking about hiring workers to do malacha for him on Shabbos, and that'll be forbidden under a separate discussion and a separate enactment of Amir la'akum, and we discussed that in the past. Here, we're saying that you can't arrange workers to work for you after Shabbos if that arrangement is being done on Shabbos, because arranging for your financial or commercial matters on Shabbos is a violation of this. If you're using your mouth to arrange it, it's actually both principles. Nimtso chetzecha, arranging for your affairs, as well as the ber davar, speaking it out with your mouth. V'lo yomar adam l'chavero liskor lo polim. You similarly may not ask your friend to arrange for workers for you, requesting that he find the workers to do malacha for you after Shabbos. Now, of course, that would go without saying, and as much as if you can't do it, certainly you can't ask your friend to do it for you. That would be a separate isser of lifnei iver, making him do an isser on your behalf, or tricking him, or making him stumble in that way. The point of this additional case here is to tell you that it's specifically lo yomar adam, a person may not say to his friend, because daber davar, speaking about things you shouldn't be speaking about on Shabbos, or your speech on Shabbos should be different, implies specifically speech. But here, who are just thinking about things, or things that go unsaid, so by derech remiza, by allusion, by hint, is not usser, which means one may not ask his friend to arrange for workers for after Shabbos, but a person could arrange with someone without speaking out explicitly to advance the discussions further after Shabbos. So you could sort of hint to them, if you're available, Moti Shabbos, we should talk, or something like that. You could say that would be a mekra din mutter and not a violation of the ber davar, since you're not talking about actually what you're not supposed to be talking about on Shabbos, just making an oblique reference to it. The Mishnah continues now with a bit of a new topic, which is preparing on Shabbos for Moti Shabbos by going to the edge of the tchum. On Shabbos, one can't go beyond the 2,000 amma, roughly, let's call it 1 kilometer perimeter around the edge of the city. So one can't go that far in Shabbos. So if he has business to do beyond the Tuchum, so one might think he'd be able to, on late in the afternoon, on Saturday afternoon, stand near the border so that as soon as it's Motzi Shabbos, he can then be that much closer to whatever he has to do. So the Mishnah says, "Ein machashchin al tchum liskor polim ulahavi peros." One may not spend the last minutes of Shabbos on the edge near the border. Machashchin from the word choshech, being dark, meaning one can't let it go dark on the end of Shabbos while he stands at the border al tchum, so that he'll be able to very soon after Shabbos hire workers or to bring back fruit, meaning to harvest whatever it is, grain or fruit, whatever it is from the fields. Avol machshich who lishmor, but what one could do is stand on the edge of the tchum in order that as soon as Shabbos is out, he can go out to once again guard his field, or maybe peros biado, or to bring back already harvested fruit, or whatever produce that's out there in the fields back home. So the point of the Mishnah here is that when you're talking about doing an activity that would be forbidden on Shabbos, like hiring workers or harvesting produce, it's going to be forbidden to stand on the border on Shabbos proper in preparation for that, because those are forbidden things to do on Shabbos. So again, it's running afoul of this mimtza cheftzecha of doing things that are for weekday or commercial use on Shabbos. It is permitted, however, to go to the edge of the field to be ready to guard one's produce or to bring back already harvested produce, because even on Shabbos one can collect harvested produce, ignoring the issue of Ma'amir and Hotzah and so on. In a certain scenarios, it's certainly possible to do that. And similarly, it's possible on Shabbos, you're not Machal Shabbos by guarding your produce. So the point is, since those activities are not actually specifically usher on Shabbos, so then standing on the edge of the border, the tchum, be able to spring into action, motzi Shabbos, is not forbidden. Klal Amar Abishol. Abishol says this is the general guiding principle. Kol sha'ani zakai ba'amiraso rashai ani lahachshich alav. The rules that govern what's permitted to speak about on Shabbos, meaning of Dabar Dabar, and the things that one is permitted to prepare for on Moti Shabbos, on Shabbos for Moti Shabbos, like standing on the Tchum, are really one and the same. That is to say, the very same things that one could talk about, one could stand on the border for, and the things one couldn't talk about, one couldn't stand on the border for. So that means, for example, if you're talking about some sort of business transaction you want to effect after Shabbos, you can't talk about it on Shabbos, and you also can't stand on the threshold of the Tchum. In contrast, if you have some mitzvah you're going to do, you're going to go do some, you know, chovas, escorting the dead or visiting the sick, etc. You want to be close, since you can talk about that on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah, not a malach on Shabbos. One could also, and it's not cheftzacha. It's not your desires and your business. It's really melech hashemayim, if you will. It's like, you know, doing a mitzvah, God's business. So that being the case, one could talk about it on Shabbos, and also one could stand on the board of a tchum, so he can spring into action immediately motzi Shabbos, and the halacha is like Abishol.